Benish, the Benish Chai writes in Halachot Purim, which is in Parashat Tetzaveh in the first year. He writes, "Kara mitnamnem, hoil velo nirdam b'shena yatza." Let's say the one who's reading the Megillah is dozing off. Okay, since he did not actually fall asleep, he's yotze. Aval ashomea, but the one who's listening, im mitnamnem lo yatza. If the one who's listening is paying attention, is dozing off, then he's not yotze, right? He's not yotze. So it's a very halakha lemaaseh, right? Yeah. So the one who's reading the Megillah, if he's dozing off while he's reading the Megillah, he's yotze. He's yotze reading the Megillah. Why? Because at least you pronounce the words. For the tibur, I'm not sure. I assume for the tibur also, because you have to read it, right? And he's reading it. But the one who's listening, the ones who are listening to the Megillah, hearing the Megillah, not reading it, the ones who are hearing it, if they're dozing off, no, they're not yotze.
Well, they're dozing off. What if you want someone's not paying attention? They're just...
You're also not yotze. You're also not yotze. No, if you're not paying attention to the reading, you have to pay attention to every word, right? So you have to be very, very careful not to fall, not to doze off during what's called. There's actually... we know there's it's not a halakha, it's really a midrash or a gemara that there's a inisur called gezel shena. Okay, gezel shena, it's not actually gezel, like you're not over on one of the Ten Commandments, right? It's more of an ethical isur. Don't take away someone's sleep, right? You're not, on paper it's not considered gezela, but it's the wrong thing to do. It's not right. It's probably under the umbrella of Ben Adam L'Chavero, one of those, Avavta L'Recha Kamocha, one of those. But it's called Gezel Shena. You're not allowed to wake someone up, right? You have to be very careful if you're a roommate not to wake someone up. Now listen, if the guy is... So let's discuss this for a second. If there are certain times that you should be waking someone up, okay? Who can give me some examples from Halakha that you're allowed to wake someone up? If let's say so the Zman of Kriyat Shema is passing, so you're allowed to wake him up. What else? What else? Huh? Obviously, Pikoch Nefesh, right? Pikoch Nefesh Doche, everything, right? Another one, the Ben Ish Chai brings down by Halachot of Sukkot, right? You're not allowed to go to sleep outside of the Sukkah, right? If you see someone dozing off outside of the Sukkah, you have to wake him up. That's what the Ben Ish Chai says. Yeah.
Wasn't the Bet Knesset, no?
He says you should actually wake him up. That, to that extent, right? Another example would probably be an example like this, where someone, you see him dozing off in the Megillah. Now you could assume that the person would want to be awake for the Megillah reading, because otherwise he has to hear it again. That's a safe assumption to make, right? So therefore, you would assume that he would be okay with you giving him a little elbow or something like that, right? Another example, who was it you that told me about it, with the father, right? With your father, let's say your father's sleeping, right? Was that you? Your father's sleeping, okay? And you're going to Minyan. So by the way, it happens to me personally, I've never had that in my entire life. I can't remember a time where I woke up before my father. My father is, you know, this is like the older generation.
Yeah, but sometimes he takes a nap during the afternoon.
They get up at like 4 a.m.
So, My father can't sleep past 6 a.m. Can't sleep past 6 a.m. But let's say, you know, you have a son and a father that the father is still sleeping. Can you wake him up? So, no one here told me this halakha that they saw in Yalkut Yosef? No?
I don't remember.
If you know that the father would really want you to wake him up for Shacharit, right, if you would appreciate it, if you would want that, then you should wake him up. However, if your father, you know, lo aleinu, is a person who doesn't care about Torah, doesn't care about mitzvot, doesn't care about tefillah, and when you wake him up, he's going to be upset at you. Why did you wake me up? You shouldn't have woken me up, right? Then you probably shouldn't wake him up. It's probably going to have a negative effect. You know, you're not going to get him to daven. You're not going to get him to daven. You're probably going to annoy him. And you may even be over on kibud avaim, on disrespecting your father. So that's halacha. So you should. There's an issur of gezel shena. However, there are certain times in halacha where halacha would permit you to wake up another person. One example is over here, by reading the Megillah. You see your neighbor dozing off. You should give him a little elbow. You should give him a little elbow to wake up. Have a great day, everyone.